We have another session of In Focus. How you doing? My name is Spence, and this morning I am joined by Jessica Hickey and Carol Soule, correct?
Yes.
I got them right.
You got it right.
Oh, bonus. That's a great thing. And you're from the Shiawassee County Community Foundation.
Right.
We're the Shiawassee Community Foundation.
Okay, so what is with the Community Foundation?
What is a Community Foundation? Oh, we are so many things.
Enlighten me.
Okay. we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We've been around since 1974, and we started with only $5 from different people, and it's grown to over $9 million today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So.
What investment plan is that? Because I want to turn $5 into $9 million.
It's a lot of generous donations over the years, I can tell you that.
And I always think it's a cool story that when we started, it was five people who came together to form the foundation, and so they each kind of ceremonially kicked in $1 to get it started. So that's why it started with $5.
Right.
And I thought that was cool.
Yep. So that is pretty cool. And actually, we administer 119 charitable funds for different. Each one has a different purpose, and that's set up when the donor starts the fund. They tell us what the purpose will be.
Oh, okay.
Just so it's charitable is the important part.
Okay.
Right.
So everything's going to charity.
Right. Either for a program like that helps.
Youth in
Shiawassee County area,
right.
Or most of them actually are scholarship funds,
okay.
Which the donor, they'll say what the criteria of the fund is.
Okay.
If they want it to go to, let's say, a Duran student that's going into agriculture, then forever and ever we carry that out, intentions out. Yep.
Okay, so a lot of
administrative work to make all this happen. Anyway.
A lot of busy work. Okay, gotcha. So they determine what it is, and you also have, so you have grants that you give out?
And grants, right. And the grants come from the funds where, let's say a donor said they're interested in, we do have one that's for playground improvements in the county. So they'll say this is to be used, the interest earned on this fund to be used for playgrounds improvements in the county. So we have a grant cycle, and once a year people or organizations will apply for our grants.
Put it out there and we say that we have this money available for playgrounds, and then they'll fill out an application saying what project they want to do and giving us information, and then there's a committee who decides which of those applicants get some of that money for the year.
Right. And then our board of directors has to approve all the money that goes out.
Right, yeah. They've got to approve the fact that it's leaving.
It's leaving, and that it's for a charitable purpose. And
okay.
Right, so they keep everything on the up and up.
All right, no problem. So you got that going on.
Right.
So then you also do some scholarships, I'm seeing here.
Yep.
We do a lot of scholarships.
Right. We do a lot of scholarships. For all different types of students, and it's not just for honor students.
Okay.
It's for the students that they fall into the criteria of the fund.
Oh, okay.
So students can apply for more than one scholarship.
Okay.
Some of them are geared more towards students who have high GPAs, but a lot of them don't specify that. So we like to encourage everybody to look at what we have and apply.
Yeah.
Some of them are like based on what you're going to major in. Like if you want to go into engineering or nursing, there will be a specific fund for that.
Right.
Or based on what school you want to go to. Some of them say only for students going to MSU or something like that.
Or U of M or some place like that.
CMU,
MOT or something like that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No problem. And then you also have, let's see here, what else?
Well, the agency funds are another type of fund.
Another type of fund, okay.
Yes. So. And these funds are started by the agencies or for the benefit of the agencies. For instance, we have a Shiawassee Humane Society Fund.
Okay.
And donors left money in their will to start this fund. And so every year, the Humane Society, in this case, will get a grant check from mm-hmm. that fund forever and ever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it never runs out.
It never runs out because we never spend the principal balance of the fund. It's an endowment fund where the endowed balance is invested.
And that, portion, just, that builds it up.
That builds, so it keeps going on and on. So when we're all gone, these funds will still be in place.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Pretty cool.
So it's a way that, for example, the person who started that fund, if they really want to support that agency, instead of just giving them a chunk of money that they think, you know, might get spent pretty quickly,
right,
and then it'll be gone, it's a way that they'll know my money's going to keep benefiting that group, you know, for years
right.
and years to come.
Yep. So it's really personal, because the donor's personality have a lot to do with it. If they want, want to do the long term or the short term, you know,
right.
so they have options. So that's a good thing.
And I'm telling you, you're always looking for donors.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Yes. And actually, people can donate to any of these funds. We have 119
that's what you're saying.
Different funds. Mm-hmm. And donations can be made to any of those.
Okay.
Or people can start a new fund.
Okay.
They'd call me.
Right.
Carol. And we'd set up a fund agreement, and which would specify the criteria of the fund. And then it takes $5,000 to start a new fund. And when the fund balance reaches $10,000, then scholarships or grants can be awarded out of them. And but it's simple to set up.
Okay.
Or people leave in their estate an amount of money for a new fund or an existing fund.
Yeah.
And surprise, we find out about it. I mean,
How many times has that happened?
It does. We had a $2 million donation last year from the state. And we weren't expecting it. And it was just really cool.
So they don't let you know that they're donating sometimes, and it's just all of a sudden.
You get a phone call and say, by the way.
Hey, you got this.
It's coming.
You got this. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's.
But it's a nice
It doesn't
option.
Happen a lot, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's good for people who might not have families or children to leave their money to when they pass away, and they know that there's going to be some money coming from all the, you know, the closure of their estate, and so it's a way that they know that's it's going to go somewhere useful for the community.
Yeah, that's actually a great way of doing it. I mean, I never thought of that, honestly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people don't.
No. I mean, not exactly a spring chicken, so I might want to think about this.
There we go. We'll be in touch with you.
I mean, I get a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But
and another way the money comes in is proceeds from fundraisers that different groups have. For instance, recently there was a Van Pelt run that they had.
Okay.
At Fortitude, the Outdoor Fitness Center.
So, and the Van Pelt Fund has been around for, I don't know, 20 years.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, and it's been growing and giving out scholarships, and now they've just got another boost of cash, so the scholarships will just get bigger and bigger because over the years. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty cool.
All right, so you got that covered. So we got the grants, we got the scholarships, we got the donors. Am I missing something here? Because I'm like going, okay, this is all for students, basically?
The scholarships are for students. The grants are for community programs.
Okay, community programs.
Like nonprofits, schools, health and human service organizations, places like that can apply for the grants.
Right.
All right.
And this year, actually, we awarded more than $150,000 in scholarships to... Oh, goodness. A lot of students.
121 students.
121 students.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our first ever, in a long time, scholarship award night out at DeMar.
Oh, okay.
And had 400 people there.
Oh, wow.
And we're able to connect the donors with their recipient where they get to meet them. And
it was really fun.
It was our first time doing it. It was really fun. And so we plan to do that every year going forward.
So you're planning on a scholarship award night, basically.
Award night, yes.
Okay. So it's like once a year you have an award night where you hand out the scholarships and they get all the information, the whole packet, the whole
nine
years.
We take a lot of pictures, on our website.
Right. And we announce to them, they might know because they're being invited that they got a scholarship, but they don't know how many scholarships or how much money they're getting.
Right.
So when they come, we're announcing that. And then, like Carol said, also... the people who are getting the scholarships get to meet the people who started that fund, you know, who set up the money, so or set up that scholarship. So that's kind of neat.
Right. It was cool. And we had the Picks with Props booth there and had some fun pictures, and then plus took a bunch of our own. And
oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yep. And Jessica takes care of our social media.
Right.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can't go anywhere without somebody taking a photo.
Right.
Right.
I'm like, hey, I'm at the grocery store and you're taking a photo.
What's going on here, right?
Right. So you got all that going on. Well, that's a great way to do
and,
it.
And also with our scholarship program, we are going to start, we have new online scholarship applications in 2019, hopefully. we're looking for vendors right now that would you know, a good company that would process, where students could sign on, log in, and apply for scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right now we use paper, and it's a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Because we ask for them to fill out the application. We need a letter, two letters of recommendation, a resume, an essay.
Their financial aid
financial paperwork. Information, and a transcript of their grades.
This is for a scholarship. They're not buying a house.
Right. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's old school because they
it's
all on paper.
Yes.
So they have to give us, you know, one
we
copy of that.
We mountains of paper.
For every fund. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're hoping that's going to go away.
Yeah.
But right now we're just looking at different vendors.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So how would somebody be able to apply for a scholarship right now? They'd have to contact you?
Oh, actually, the scholarship cycle starts in October.
Okay.
And all the funds are listed on our website, so they can go now and look at just what types of funds there are.
Yeah, and what scholarships there are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See what kind of scholarships might apply to what they're doing. And then our application will actually be available in October.
Okay.
So then they would hopefully go online and get it and fill it out.
If everything works as planned.
Yeah, everything works as planned. Yeah. They can do all that stuff online.
Right, because they said to convert everything will take some time. These vendors are telling us,
okay,
you know, to make this happen, it'll take some time.
But we do know the deadline is February 1st.
Right, so for next year.
Yes.
Or it starts on October 1st, and then the deadline
to turn all your
to turn everything in is February 1st.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which we moved the date up this year. It was the second Friday in March. It's been for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to have our scholarship award night at an earlier time next year, because we had this one in May, and it conflicted with a lot of school activities.
Yeah.
So we're going to move it up to April.
Oh, okay.
In 2019 to hopefully avoid that. And and then the scholarships could be announced at the high school award ceremonies as well.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
You'd think you'd want to move it to like June? So that way it's like there's no schools really in progress?
Well, I'm just thinking.
Don't knock me.
We worry that once June happens, everyone scatters and goes on vacation and no one's around.
Right.
There's that problem too. Okay.
There's that, yep.
I can see that. No, well, it was just an idea.
There we go. I know. We're always looking for ideas because it's a process. Because once the applications come in that we get them, then they have to go to the different selection committees.
Yeah.
And there's about 30 different committees that look over these applications and they read them. And then they recommend who they think should get it.
Oh, wow.
And then we have to compile a list for our board to approve and get that approved. So it just takes
a
lot of time. And then after they're awarded, we send out a letter to the students, say you're awarded.
Right.
And then they have to send us some paperwork back so we have their college ID number and get the checks out in July to their college for this fall.
So, okay, so they're more for colleges and stuff like
colleges,
that.
Yeah.
All right, I can get that.
Yeah, so it just, that's why it takes a whole year. You wouldn't think it would, but it's...
There's a lot to it. It's a process.
It's a drawn-out process, but I'm hoping the new electronic version kind of speeds up the process.
And we're going to see. It's going to be a learning curve for us.
Okay.
For sure.
So you got the learning curve coming. Are you prepared for it?
I guess as much as we'll ever
be. We might need to buy a coffee pot for our office.
Right, right.
Well, for we always sure. need a coffee ready. Pot for the office.
Right.
Maybe with extra strong coffee.
Right.
Yeah, I know they've got pretty strong coffee out there. I've seen it. I thought about getting it. But
there
I'm like,
we
oh,
go.
No, not yet. Not yet. Nope. Just hold off. All right. So all that's happening.
So that, yep.
With your scholarships.
And the grant. And actually the grant cycle starts in October, too.
Okay.
As well. And so then, you know, that people can apply between October and the 1st of February. And then those applications are all approved by committees. And then,
okay.
So anyway, those will still be paper next year.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Right.
Maybe the year after that.
Oh, all right. Once you see how the scholarships go, then you'll work towards the grants.
Right.
Okay, now it's coming together. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, we just completed a strategic planning process last year.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it was to get this online scholarship capability. Mm-hmm. But Barb Holland and Vicki McKay, they really volunteered their time. They're really experts in marketing.
Okay.
And we really didn't know what we were doing. And so they've agreed to... We have a marketing committee now where we never had one before. And... But they really helped us a lot. We got last year a new logo for the foundation, a new website, which is shiacf.org.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And then Jessica takes care of keeping that updated, as well as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and if there's anything else.
Yeah. You have all the social media sites,
we
don't
do.
You?
We do.
She's really good at it.
Yeah, we have YouTube, Snapchat.
Oh, I forgot
all
about
the ones that I know about, at least.
Wow. I feel a little out of date here.
You think you do. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
So we get all these programs up and running, and you already explained how the money comes in. Somebody would donate the money into the benefit, one of the 119, and all of those basically just get corralled and then spread out through a committee, correct? I do that
pretty much,
right?
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Okay.
Abbreviated version of that, yes.
It was a shortened version.
Yep. And all the money's invested.
Okay,
I mean,
right.
All the funds, the 119 funds, total over $9 million.
Okay.
And all that money's invested.
Yep.
And we have a finance committee that looks after how the funds are invested to keep it conservative and well diversified.
Geez, it sounds like this is basically a new corporation.
It's grown over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been kind of hidden away because we've been so small, but in the past several years, we've done pretty well. So,
and I think that's part of the function of the Community Foundation, too, is that we partner with people to do philanthropy. So if they want to do something like give money away for charity, it can require a lot of work. And so we do the work part of it.
Right. If somebody wanted to start their own foundation, for instance, that would be a lot of paperwork and reporting.
Right.
Well, that's what we do. Like, we have an auditor that comes in once a year and makes sure all of our accounting,
everything's in order.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We have to be accountable to everyone.
Wow.
So,
Sounds like this is a pretty big organization. How many guys you got?
Oh,
We have three.
Three?
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You're telling me three people go through and do all of this?
Three awesome people.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica. Yes.
Okay.
And Lisa Clark, who couldn't be here right now, but she's our administrative assistant.
Okay.
And she works there part-time. And Jessica is our Youth Advisory Council person and creative assistant, because she does all our cool social media and anyway.
Yep. Oh. And then Carol's the executive director.
Right, and I'm executive director.
So. All right, so you got the big job, you have the social media job.
Actually, she has the big job.
I'm like,
I couldn't do that.
I'm like, depending on how you want to weigh it.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm like, depending on how you want to weigh it, and which one's bigger, well, just going by title.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
And then we also have the Youth Advisory Council.
Yes, and this is a big part of it.
Yeah. So that's a part of the foundation, and it's basically a group of students from all over Shiawassee County.
Yeah.
And we also include Ovid-Elsie and Chesaning in that. And they're middle school students and high school students, and they sit on this council, and we kind of have two main focuses. We do grant making, and we do volunteering in the community.
okay.
So, yeah, so it's really fun. The grant making is kind of neat. We have our own endowed fund that's just for the Youth Advisory Council, and it's got over $700,000 in it.
Oh, wow.
So it's a pretty big fund.
Right. So every year, I mean, a portion of the earnings of that is
we get to use that.
The Youth Advisory Council. They decide how that money is going to be used.
Right.
Okay, so that's when the board doesn't get involved, it's just the youth?
Well, they do get involved. They have to get involved in everything.
Oh, okay.
They have to approve everything that goes out. So I know. Right. But the youth, they're the ones, you tell them about the deliberations.
Yeah, the kids make all the decisions about where the money's going to go. So our grant program for the Youth Advisory Council, we call it the YAC, is for youth-related programs in Shiawassee County. So nonprofits like Owosso Community Players or the Arts Center or, you know, 4-H Council. Those are examples of organizations that might apply. And they'll say, and it can be for any kind of program that affects youth. So it's pretty wide open. And they'll say, you know, we have this project that we want to do, and here's how much money we need, and here's how it was going to benefit youth in the county. And then everyone turns those applications in, and then the students look them over, and they go through all the applications. They're really thoughtful about it. I was really impressed, you know, like sitting in the room with them as they thought about like which ones were going to be the best use of their money.
Yeah.
And then they chose which ones to fund, and they gave out $10,000 in grants this year.
Just this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was really exciting.
Maybe I should start thinking about trying to see if I can.
Yeah.
There we go. You have to come up with some creative program.
Right.
Okay, creative program.
There we go.
Brain fart. Okay. So, and still amazed that this is all three people's work. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, we're not bored, that's for sure.
And it's a lot of other people too, but we're just paid people.
We're the paid people, right? I mean, we're governed by the 15 volunteer board members from our community, and you know, so they give up their time to attend the meetings and help us when we need help. They're just awesome.
Yeah, they're there to back you guys up,
right? Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And keep us honest, all that good stuff.
All right, no problem. So. How many people you got looking into all the scholarships and grants? I mean, how many people take a look at them?
Look at, oh, Lord.
Like five or six?
That look at all the applications?
Oh, you need to decide who gets them?
Yeah.
Oh, the selection committees.
Yeah, the selection committees. Oh. Like, how big are those? Because I know it can't
not
be
very
like...
big.
Well, each committee, you know, each fund has a different purpose. So most of the funds, or some of the funds, I should say, like half of the scholarship funds, they have their own committee where the donor or
donor
will say, yes, we have this committee and we're going to look at the applications.
Okay.
And then we have people that they don't want anything to do with the selection process. They said, let your in-house committee do it. So we have a committee of our board, and they meet for a day and a half every year, and they have... Well, they did have piles and piles of paper applications.
Right.
And they look at each one, look at the criteria of the fund, and pick the best student based on the criteria of the fund.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And it takes, like this year was a day and a half.
Wow.
But with the new online scholarships, it's going to change next year how that's all done. They might be able to look at the computer and...
Yeah, they can probably just go in and search.
Search, and it's going to be different.
Okay.
So... Right. That's all I can say.
Okay. No problem. I dig it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So.
Let's see. I was going to.
Well, let's see here. Now, you also have a strategic plan that was completed in 2017. So that was a couple of years. Yeah, that was last year.
Last year, right.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, for some odd reason, I was thinking it was like 2019, but I'm like, no, it's 2018.
I know. Wow. Time flies, right?
Right. Anymore, it's just been running together. It's been a mess. So, you were able to get a lot of stuff done in 17. What'd you get done?
So we, we got the new logo, and the new website, and actually we have more things to do on that plan, to increase awareness. This is one of the things.
Yes.
Increase awareness of the foundation and what we do. So we're new with that. I mean, we.
Yeah. Just trying to get yourself out
there. Try to get ourselves out there and explain how it all works.
I can understand that.
Yes, yes. It's just going to be... I should have brought it with me, but I didn't. But, yeah, we have a checklist of things we need to do over the next few years to help us out.
Yeah, and we brought on 2 or 3 new board members in the past
year.
Yes,
we
did.
Actually, Vern Wenslick, he was our treasurer for a long time and on our board, and he retired, and actually his son, Bruce Wenslick, he's a CPA at Andrew Hooper Pavlik, and he is our new treasurer.
Okay.
Actually, I'll give you all the...
you're going to give me the skinny on it all.
Okay. Don Levi, he's our president of the foundation. And let's see, the vice president is Patrick Wegman II. And he was also a YAC member. So Patrick has come from doing...
He's been involved for a long time.
He's been involved since high school.
Okay.
So, and he knows a lot about the foundation.
Right.
Right. Okay. Actually, he just started a new fund with us as well in memory of his mom. So it's all kind of goes full circle.
Yeah, I get it.
And then Kathy Stevenson, she's our secretary.
Okay.
And who am I missing? There should be 4. That's we got Dan.
Well, Bruce.
And I got Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, and Kathy.
You have a big council there.
Yes. So we have Patrick's the vice president. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, and our new board members are Dr. Julie Creighton.
Okay.
She just joined. And
Marlene Webster.
Yes, is our... There are 2 newer ones.
Wow, you sound like you got a lot of people that need to just sit down into a room and just sit and talk and figure it out, right?
Right, and they help us, you know, with ideas, and they're just great.
Okay, so it's idea-based, and it's all for charitables and stuff like that.
All for charitable purpose, right.
Okay, so it's got to go for a charitable purpose, otherwise it's no...
Right, if somebody wants to apply for, I don't know, a grant for a for-profit company, then
no,
can't do it.
Okay, no problem. So, like 4-H would be one that would benefit from it.
Right, correct.
Okay,
yeah. They actually just got a grant from the Youth Advisory Council last month.
Right.
Yeah. So they do a Pie Day project every year where they teach kids how to make apple pies from start to finish, and they. I think they get all the supplies donated for that, but they have materials there, like an apple peeler, you know, some knives, material, like mixing bowls, and all that stuff was getting really old. And so they applied for a grant to purchase new equipment so that they can continue that project. And the kids thought that that was a worthy cause, so they funded them for that. So that's one example.
Gotcha. No,
right.
That's a great way of doing
like,
it.
Like the Shiawassee Family YMCA received a couple grants also this year for camp this summer.
Oh, okay.
So, yep, things like that. Girls on the Run received one.
Okay.
For their program.
It's just great outreach to help other people.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the easiest way to describe it. I mean, I don't know anything else.
It's like Shiawassee Goodfellows for Wrap a Child in Warmth, they received a grant.
Okay.
And that ties into our mission statement, too, which is just as the foundation as a whole, our mission is to enrich the quality of life for people in Shiawassee County.
Right.
So that's kind of a, blanket way of saying it.
Yeah. Okay. Then I can understand that. And the website, again, is what?
It's www.shiacf.org. So it's SHIACF.
Okay.
Some of those letters, they kind of sound, you know.
Yeah, no, some of the names, I'm just like, how do I spell that?
Right.
Is it the Shiawassee Community Foundation on Facebook?
Yes.
And that's the name?
Yes, please like our page.
Okay.
We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. We're even on Pinterest randomly, so
really?
We have board. Yes,
really? Pinterest.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Jessica keeps it interesting. She has a great imagination. So
keep it up. Keep the interesting going. I'm speaking with Carol and Jessica from the Shiawassee Community Foundation, and they just need your help. That's what they need.
Right.
So get a chance. Go to those websites to help them out. Get something done. That's all I got to say. So this has been another session of In Focus. And until next time, I'll talk to you later.